Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Fish and game biologists get some strange calls. Once, in Kenai, a mountain goat wandered into someone's house and garage and wouldn't leave. Biologists were called in to tranquilize and capture the goat, which was released back into the wild. Sometimes bears get a little too accustomed to life in and around cities and need to be relocated. But this spring, biologist Minerva McGonigal worked on the strangest relocation of her career.
Yeah, we started getting these calls. It was living under a bridge out the road. Normally, we're pretty live and let live about these things, but it was starting to bother people. Coming out, demanding a toll to let people cross, even threatening to eat some people up.
It was a Norwegian troll, one of the short, hairy kinds. Norwegian wildlife biologist and troll expert Birgit Draugnes was brought in from Oslo to help with the identification, capture, and transport.
Yeah, we have seen this before, and usually when this happens, they come out to the mountains to stairs to scare hikers or capture a princess or something. What's really strange is that this troll is so far from Norway. And maybe someone was keeping him as a pet and released him, but I really doubt that because they don't make very good pets. It might be connected to global warming or something like that.
After equipping the troll with a GPS tracking collar, he was released east of the sun and west of the moon. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.